year. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho.
Say ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Folk. Cut Master Swift down your throat. Shouting.
Solutions left foot's on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gon' happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink and hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent only suckers out here trying to body bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. To giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken chow. Main, many, main. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't the thing. Why you cuffed and claim the dang? Hey, my main thing. Got my last name. Yada.
Welcome to 100 Proof Radio. This is GL and Shaki, or Shaki and GL.
How the fuck you said?
Depend on who's sitting on which side today.
Depends on if it's sunny. If it's sunny, it's GL day. If it's raining, it's Shaki.
Damn. All right.
Sunny day.
I'll be that.
Everybody loves them.
Hey, we can be new addition. You got to realize you Bobby Brown. You Bobby Brown.
You right. My wife's dead.
You stupid. Episode 27. 100 Proof Radio podcast.
Hey, 27 fucking weeks, man. 26, 27 weeks. We got the number one Sunday show on Blog Talk Radio. What you know about this?
I can't call it.
Number one, not number two, motherfucker. Number one. We Cleveland Cavaliers. We won a championship.
My game, my rules.
All that good shit. Woo, today is Sunday. Today the 9th? April the 9th, man. This year has really been motherfucking like, it's been going quick, man. It's been going quick.
Hey, so you like everybody else, man. You waiting on tax time again, ain't you?
Yeah. Well, hell no, I ain't waiting on tax time. I owe $61. So hell no, fuck tax time.
As long as you've been getting over on Uncle Sam ass, you can give him a funk ass $61.
You right. You right. I lost Uncle Sam a lot of time. I lost Uncle Sam plenty of time. He finally caught up with my black ass.
Hey, it happens. It happens to the best of them. So, GM, man, how's your weekend, bro? I know it's over with already.
Well, yeah, first of all, my weekend, well, the only day I had off was today. And, you know, I've been at work this whole motherfucking week. It was a long, stressful, weird-ass week. It was hot and cold and raining, and hot and cold on the same day.
Yeah, supposed to have tornadoes, but, I mean, I think we got thunderstorm for about 10 minutes.
10 minutes? And why do kids keep getting out of school for this bullshit?
I don't know.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, we still up in there, Lee High School, and the roof off that bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you. Being the mailman, let me tell you a mailman chronicle.
Mailman chronicle for today.
Okay, listen. When it's supposed to, the postman chronicle, when it starts storming and you let your children outside and play, I got this one little white girl that always ride beside my motherfucking truck and smack the side of my truck on her scooter. So this on Monday she had three little girls, well, three of her home girls. They about 9 or 10 years old. This is a true story. So they ride beside the truck. I said, little girl, quit riding beside the truck, I can't see. So she go back, she stick her tongue in it.
No.
She ride back around the truck again. Smack the side of the truck again.
What her hand?
What her hand? You know you got them little scooty things. So next thing you know, I scared the hell out of her. She She smacked the truck one more time. I threw that shit in parking and laid on the horn and started hollering, "Help! Help!" Hey, I ain't never seen a white girl run that fast in my life. But then I thought about it. I said, you know what? I'm out here hollering with this little white girl. They're going to think I raped.
Oh, yeah.
I got the hell off that street.
Get out.
Get out. The black version. I said, I'm getting the fuck off this street because if anything happens to the kid, it's going to be my fault.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm black, too. And I can't go to jail. Even though I have my cousins in there, I still can't go.
Why can't you go, man?
Because I'm too tender. Send me to jail. I'm going to write HIV on my forehead. I got AIDS. I got gonorrhea. They're going to ask me, hey, what you here for, sister? I'm going around burning people. I light them on fire. Send me to jail. I don't say anything.
Yeah, to the motherfuckers that got that shit and don't care. So I said, well, we in it together then.
Uh-huh. I got a new drug. I got this new thing called death. You touch me, you're gonna die.
You tell motherfuckers you burning people. And they go, you know, they got them damn penicillin pills on deck up there.
No, I got a new type of burn. Everlasting burn.
You stupid.
I got Magic Johnson times two.
What else been going on, Jill, man? What about your boy Trump, man? 45. A lot of people like to call him Orange Man.
Orange Man. Hey, Trump crazy, ain't he, man?
He done dropped bombs on Syria.
At first, let me tell you.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Let me tell you how stupid I am. When they said, damn, Trump dropped bombs on cereal, because, you know, I'm like, damn, every time I eat cereal, I have the shit, too. So I was like, cereal? What kind of cereal is? I don't know how to get that, because Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the best cereal you can eat. But it makes the shit every time you eat.
It's milk, man, not cereal.
Oh, shit. Well, one of them. But still, I was like, damn, he dropping bombs on cereal. And then I seen cereal as a country.
Yeah.
And we need the Punjab. Anybody don't know what a Punjab is? A Punjab is a person that works at Subway or 7-Eleven. Why won't go to the Punjab? Why? What so they do to us?
They basically, you know, I don't know what they did to us, but we the world police.
The United States
the world police.
We are.
So they people, they say it's the rebels or whatever, they drop chemical bombs on kids.
What they got to do with us? They shoot black kids all the time.
So think they dropped, I don't know how many it was for real, but it was at least 70, I believe, that they was treating that got chemical, you know, and then they got, you know, poison or whatever. So the next day, Trump dropped 59 bombs on Syria. And they probably killed kids too.
He didn't care. But I thought that's crazy.
So why can we do, you know, we policing them for dropping chemicals on their own people, but ain't nobody said shit about Flint.
That's crazy. So I feel sorry for the people in Flint, Michigan, man. They said they're taking baths. They really got to take baths.
Still.
They have to take showers and shit in water from Walmart, like bottled waters and shit.
Damn.
I said, well, and there's only one good thing that's going to come out of it.
What's that?
That it ain't going to be that many people getting pregnant. Well, she ain't fucking no mustard bitch nothing in them. I know.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
You nasty if you fucked a bitch. Hey, you took a shower, they know.
And then you're going to say, what'd that mouth do?
Yeah, you're right. So that's what
you're going to do.
So, well, yeah, you're right. So, it's saving kids, though. She's 12.
All right, Jill, man. Beautiful weather out there, man, ain't it?
Yeah, it's nice. This is the first time I can almost say I'm almost ready to go to work tomorrow.
First thing I think of when I seen that, I was like, dang, you think of the beach, then you think of fucking sundress season.
Yes. Yes.
You seen them yet? They done broke them out yet?
You know, I ain't gonna lie, I haven't seen sundresses yet, but it's these, like I said, you know, I'm in a white neighborhood.
Yeah.
Where I see white girls always wear them little biker shorts. Why is it?
The Nike ones?
Yeah.
I don't know. They'll never go out there, do they?
They don't.
They've been wearing them 15 years.
They have. Black women can't wear them because they just show the bottom of their black of their ass crack. You know what I'm talking about. When a black woman got that burnt part up on their booty. You know what I'm talking about? You know exactly what I'm talking about. See, white girls is all pink and pale or white.
When you give a girl a massage, that's where you put an extra lotion.
Yeah, right on the crease of that black ass.
Some cocoa butter.
Yeah.
Jill, sundress or leggings?
Well, if you ask me, I'm going to pick a sundress for her. Because I like the way when the sundress fall in the crack of their ass.
All right, we got somebody want to chop it up with us. When I let you in, go ahead and say your name and where you're from. Caller. Welcome to 100 Proof Radio. What's your question on?
Man, this your boy Jay up here from Maryland. I told my man G I'd give him a call, man.
Okay, cool. That's what's up.
Man, I know one thing that's true. The thing you said about the whole thing about Flint, Michigan, ain't nobody getting pregnant up in Flint, bro.
I swear to God.
Hey, man, some niggas don't care, bro.
So let me ask you this, Jay.
What's up? What up, dog?
Would you fuck a musty bitch?
Would I fuck a musty bitch? No. I can't. I can't hug a musty bitch, so I can't fuck her. Come on, man.
What if she fine, though?
You say, what if she fine?
What if she fine?
Man, no, bro. I'd rather fuck a ugly bitch who smell like strawberries and ice cream than a girl who look like fucking Halle Berry but smell like garbage truck juice. I can't do it, man.
Well, me personally, I'm fucking a fucking Megan Good before I fuck a nice smelling Whoopi.
I can't do it, bro.
Megan Good can smell like dust juice. I'm still going in.
What they do? They put your ass in 12 feet and kick. You better hold your nose and kick.
Hold my nose, man.
Jay, before we let you go, man, sundresses or leggings? Which one you want to see them chicks in?
That's like choosing between Oreos and Chips Ahoy. It's hard, man. Shit.
Oreos.
Hey, it's harder than you think, man. But let's see. I'm gonna have to go with the sundresses. I gotta go with the sundresses.
Me too. I gotta go
with the sundresses, man, because this is like almost any type of body can look presentable. Almost any type of body can look presentable in a sundress. I see some leggings and some chick. How you got leggings and still don't got no butt? That don't make no sense. Sundresses, you be looking good in the sundress. Them skinny white girls, when they wear that sundress, I be like, okay, got a little hump in your rump. I see you.
Hey, sundresses. Though, Jay, let me tell you something. Fat bitches hide good in sundress. Like I'm telling you, I see the big bitch in the sundress like she had a shower curtain on.
Before I get out of here soon, I'm glad you mentioned that because you know how another way fat bitches can hide?
Yeah.
When they take that face shot on social media, sometimes you can't even tell.
Yep. You're right.
I'd be like, man, if they try to follow or crush me on Instagram and they private and I see that face shot, hold up. Let me wait a minute. Let me see them shoulders first, boo. Let me see them. Going down on them, man.
All right, Jay, I appreciate you calling in, bro. Come check out with us next week. We're doing the same time, man. Listen to the rest of the show, bro.
I got you, man. Gee, I told you I got you, bro.
Appreciate it.
Y'all take care.
All right, appreciate Jay calling in and chopping up with us. So we got two for sundresses. And I'm still team leggings right now. But
any women out here, any women, what do y'all prefer to
when
wear?
Y'all, all right, chicks, you know what I'm saying, women, girl, we, you know, it's early in the show, so we ain't calling y'all hoes yet. You know what I'm saying? Y'all right now, y'all still presentable young ladies. So, y'all call in and tell us when y'all try to get a dude. Are you gonna break out your leggings or are you gonna break out that sundress? Which one you breaking out? That's gonna have them thirsty. All right. Speaking of thirsty,
give them that number too.
Oh yeah, if y'all need the number, 215-383-5878. Call in, chop it up with us about hell, whatever you want to chop it up with. Yeah, we got time. So GL just told me today that Quavo from Migos is talking to Karrueche Tran. Chris Brown ex girl.
Yeah.
So how you feel about that? What's gonna happen? Do we care?
We don't care, but Chris Brown care. Because he got a restraining order still on Chris Brown.
So why he won't leave her alone?
She got some goddamn gold in this pussy.
It gotta be.
Clay will have to get something because he's like one of the hottest rappers out right now.
If you can call that rapping, but, you know.
I mean, guess what?
He makes some good tunes.
He do. And what's the crazy part about it is they trying to goddamn get him to go solo, basically.
He basically is solo. He basically solo.
It's hard to tell which one of the motherfuckers part to me. They all sound the same.
Exactly the same. So, when you brought it to my attention, GL, I was like, Carucci, okay, that's Chris Brown's ex. What is she famous for? Was she a model or something before then?
No, she was just a light-skinned bitch from California.
So, that brings me to my question. She basically became famous off of dating Chris Brown.
Yeah.
So, now that opened up the door for her to talk to other celebrities.
Yeah.
Amber Rose did that with Kanye.
Yeah, she's famous now. Rich.
She's famous.
And rich.
He pulled out the strip club, I believe.
Yeah. Black China too.
Pulled my strip club. Yeah. And now she famous again. Date other famous folks.
Black China is a Kardashian.
She trying to change her name to Kardashian.
You see, they ruled that out.
They're trying to block it, so they officially blocked it.
Yeah, they went through the court order. No.
Oh, wow.
So she mad.
How can they stop her from changing her name? You can change your name to whatever you want to.
Hey, not unless you're goddamn Kardashian.
Wow.
You got power, you got money.
So, what I want to know, somebody can correct me if y'all want to. Call in and correct me. I don't know a time where a celebrity girl brought up a dude and they broke up. I mean, brought a dude out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They broke up and now he can date celebrities. It was brought to my attention that Mary J. Blige's husband became somewhat famous, but after they done, he can't go talk to Halle Berry.
He can't.
He can't go talk to another celebrity.
He can't.
It's over.
I'm sitting there thinking.
Kevin Federline with Britney Spears, he can't talk to another celebrity.
He can't go get a Christina Aguilera.
Y'all, somebody call and tell me when y'all seen a girl bring up a guy, and now from now on he can talk to celebrities.
And I damn wanted you skank hoes come up from Beyonce brought up Jay-Z.
I mean, I'll talk to LaToya Luckett from Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
If it's gonna bring me up and be able to talk to Megan Good,
yeah.
or you know what I'm saying, somebody like that.
Yeah.
Bring me up.
I can't think of nobody. I'm sitting there, I'm like, damn, ain't no dude ever just came back and got an extra celebrity. Anyone talk to you?
Not that I know of. So, speaking of Kardashians, Kendall Jenner, she was in this Pepsi commercial and everybody got mad about it. Jill, I mean, I'll break it down a little bit, but from what did you get out of the commercial? And I'll break it down, but what did you get out of it?
Well, when I got out of the commercial, first of all, Kendall Jenner. What, and that's her name, Kendall?
Yeah, Kendall Jenner.
She don't look good as them other sisters.
Which one is the one that was with Tiger?
That's Kylie. Kylie's fine.
Okay. I don't know the difference. So Kylie is the one that
look
good.
Yeah, Kendall's the only one that look like a
regular white girl.
See, Kendall, the one that... Kendall is that white girl that Jackson Potts would like her. I know he listens. Jackson Potts is like, oh my God, Kendall Jenner, Kris Jenner, all the Jenners in the blood. You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh.
That's who he like.
Everybody else want one of them Kardashians with an ass. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, what I took out the damn commercial, what kind of pissed me off, that she gave, it was all these bunch of white folks going against these white cops, gave the white cops a Pepsi, and they started fucking breakdancing like Michael Jackson. like that's going to stop police brutality. They at least could have had... It just was all fucked up. It wasn't a good look. It was horrible. Because we getting shot and killed, and y'all out here getting motherfucking police Pepsi.
So you think that we overreacted? Or, because you know Pepsi pulled the commercial, they ain't going to play it no more.
Yeah, they got rid of the scrap. You can't get on the internet no more, I don't think.
I don't know. I think
they're trying to
pull it. I know I've seen it maybe the day after they first pulled it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's probably pulled by now.
Yeah.
But, GL, you said a lot on it, man. That's hell, almost about how I feel about it. Hell, you know, it was in poor taste, man. And I had this, I watched this one comedian break it down, man. They broke it down on how she, you know, switched from a blonde wig to a black, you know, to a regular hair.
Did she really do that?
Yeah.
She
gave a wig to a black girl.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
All that's in the legit.
Well, see, I
meant to play it for you before the show. But, yeah, man, that, and, you know, they got a standoff. They're doing a protest.
Yeah.
and they'll go up and get a cop a Pepsi and solve the world's problem.
Yeah.
That's a slap in the face to Martin Luther King, everybody else who was trying to, you know, protest for a legit reason.
But Pepsi been fucking up. Remember, they burnt Michael Jackson here up. Pepsi been on some bullshit. They're always trying to take down the brother man, not the other man.
Hey, true story, I talked to my dad earlier today. I was like, said, when did Michael Jackson go crazy? Because, I mean, I've seen clips. He didn't always be, like, crazy. He may have been a little kiddish.
Yeah.
But he didn't turn into a weirdo until he got burned up by Pepsi.
Pepsi got him.
Burn his hair off.
I'm a Coca-Cola man anyway. Pepsi goddamn put so much goddamn sugar in there. Your whole goddamn gut be busted. I done drunk a Pepsi before your pee come out golden. Drink one Pepsi, your whole goddamn... You trying to goddamn pass a goddamn...
Mountain Dew a Pepsi product too?
Yeah.
And you drink that, your piss showing up gonna look like antifreeze.
Yeah.
This is like antifreeze.
When R. Kelly did that sex tape, when he peed on that girl, he drunk a Pepsi right before. Gave her the real go. I'm gonna put piss on you. I'm really did. Y'all ain't watched it in a while. Y'all pulled up the other day. I'm a freak. He gave that bitch the golden shower.
Oh, man. They peed on her and probably burned half her face off.
It is.
She gonna need a Snapchat filter.
Yeah, she need one.
Speaking of Snapchat filters, man, when last time you seen a girl real face?
I have.
As a pro towel. When I walk outside, I'd be surprised flowers ain't on these girls' heads.
Yeah, I've been waiting. I haven't seen a bunny rabbit yet.
Did you jump around?
That make up anything.
I don't know what a real girl look like no more. All they look like is it. I thought flowers was gonna be attached to their head when I see one outside.
Man, they win it in the green room. When I went to the green room last weekend, a bitch had a flower on her head. I think she got that shit across the street from the cemetery, across the street from the green room. The bitch had a dead flower on top of her head.
We need filters for guys.
Yeah,
need filters for guys. I need a filter that make my shit look 10 inches long. A filter to 6-pack abs.
Yeah, need to filter for my wallet.
Make
that bitch full up.
Hey, you know what I really need a filter of in the background? A mountain full of Xanax bars.
You right.
I get any chick I want then.
Yep,
fuck the Pepsi generation. This the pill generation.
Yes, they love mask off. Molly Xanax. Man, what? Any pill heads out there, I want to know. I know we all over the place. I don't give a damn. What does the fucking Xanax or Percocet do to you anyway? Do it make you crunk? Do it? Have you ever took a Xanax or Percocet?
Nah, man. I'm blessed enough that I ever needed it as far as a surgery or anything like that. So I don't even know how they even get, why they, what pill do you getting some weed or a good couple shots won't do for you?
I don't know. So that's how you get the pill? You got to have surgery to get it?
Well, but legally.
Is it?
Unless you have an anxiety or depression or something like that, they give you them pills. But, I mean, they sell them just like anything over the counter, you know. Shit, people sell them. They flip them.
No, damn. I mean, I
mean, it's a man-made drug, but hell, they find a way.
That's crazy.
I'm a pill head. Call in. Right on time.
That's confusing the shit out of me.
All right, Carl, what we got to talk about today?
That's Crazy K, boy. What's happening?
What's up, Crazy K?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening, man? Hey, but nah, them Percocets, though, you know, because, you know, I done had about 100 surgeries, so, hey, them Percocets,
and don't you
man,
get
them
surgeries,
shit.
Crazy K?
Say what now?
Don't you get them from surgeries and shit?
Yeah, man. It's, you know, it's supposed to help with pain, but like, I mean, it basically puts you on a little high, basically. So like, you don't feel shit. You just mellow the fuck out.
How many you need to take to feel like that?
Yeah, I know. Take one.
I mean, it depends, man. See, it depends on, you know, your pain tolerance level. I guess you could say. Yeah, I mean, for recreational. I mean, a lot of motherfuckers, you know, finna take one and, you know, say probably put some drink or something behind it, you know. So, I mean, I don't do that, but, you know, as far as on from the pain standpoint, man, shit, you can pop about a good 2, man, where every 4 hours or something, or every, well, it's gonna be like 2 every 6 hours, and next year. You're gonna be cool.
Well, let me ask you this: what's gonna get a bitch quicker than fuck? Should you get them drunk or you should give them a pill? Which one's gonna hit them hard? I need to know these things.
Shit. See, it depends on what age group we talking about.
if you talking about these 2000 babies, you know what I'm saying? Then or them late 90 babies, then she might well go ahead and give them some pills. You know what I'm saying? Some pills and
okay.
some sugar.
Okay.
You might well have that on deck.
I'm right now. Let's calm down, cause. Hey, it's some young hoes when I be seeing them in the mail truck on fried chuck. Yeah, boy. I'm gonna give they ass some of these pills. I ain't gonna say, I got candy. I'm gonna shake them up. I got pills.
Hey, there you go, man. But she, our age group. Man, you might as well go ahead and break out that bottle, man. Or, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and get a 40 or something.
See, our age
straight.
I ask you, them bitches want some type of bill to pay or something. They ain't gonna want that. You ain't gonna pop no bill.
Hey, I tell them we can drink out. Tell them we can drink on a sour roll together. Then shit, I got my bill paid too, so we can drink our sour roll the week. And so, see, we both get fucked up and just have sex. And I'm like, shit, hey, that was just for a bill right there. Shit, fuck it. We both can't pay our bill, so we might well fuck it away.
Hey. Get J-Rock maybe some of that Kool-Aid.
Hey, believe this or not, here he had some on Friday when I picked his ass up. He was drinking out the bottle.
I don't believe that. If he's drinking that nasty Kool-Aid, I promise I'm finna call D.H.R. on him.
Hey.
You telling myself, if he's still drinking that concoction,
I'm finna
get him for a
side of it. ain't nothing like that sun kid, boy. Ain't nothing like that pink circle, that sun kiss, boy.
I seen that nigga pouring that shit in the lawnmower. They crunk right up. I said, hell. All right,
Crazy K, man. Thanks for calling in,
bro. All right, boy.
All right, shout out to Crazy K for calling in, man, and chopping up with us, man. J Rock, we're going to talk about your punk ass every week until you call in.
J Rock's phone off.
First minute free. He still got it.
He still got the first minute T-Mobile free. Yep. I hang up and call right back.
All right, deal, man. Let's what was we talking about? Let's get into these topics. First, the number you need to call 215-383-5878. We're gonna talk about fight rules. Let's go and talk about that first.
Talk about fight rules. First of all, Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
When was the last time you've been in a just a real one-on-one or a fight?
Oh, man, I don't. Do drunken fights count? Because, hell, you know what I'm saying? You play fight and turn to real fight sometimes with your lady.
Yeah, you are.
And you're drinking enough. I woke up with a forearm on my throat one time. Tried to choke my ass out.
Last fight I've been in when I beat my ex-girlfriend up.
Oh, no.
It wasn't no fight, but I beat that bitch ass.
What happened, Jill?
Well, I'll tell you the story. Okay, long story short is, I was with my ex-girlfriend. We was living together. I asked that bitch. She said, I'm going out with my homegirl. Long story short. I said, okay, cool. We was living together. Just so happened, I had me a ball at home. Then I went to the store, and I seen a homegirl at the store. I said, damn. Where my old lady at? Homegirl just dropped her head. I instantly called my ex-girlfriend home. Bitch, get home. Now. She ain't come home. I stayed up all night I walked the hole in the floor at night. I was on the phone with you. How this bitch blame? This bitch blame. She ain't come home? I can't believe it. Nigga answered her phone and told me that my bitch wasn't coming home.
So, let me get this straight. You called your chick.
I called my chick.
Another dude answered the phone.
Answer her phone and said, hey, bro, she with us tonight. She ain't coming home.
Oh, that's fighting words.
I said, man, put her on the phone. She ain't that crazy. She called anyway. Long story short, that bitch didn't come home at 7 o'clock the next morning.
Ooh, so she didn't come home for real.
She ain't come home.
He told you she wasn't coming, and she ain't come.
That one she lost.
That's 3 7 1, Shaq. Because we're going to talk about that. That fighting rules. How do you know when it's over? And shacking up.
Yeah, it's all three of them. But we're just going to keep it. And then I parked my car, I moved my car because she thought I was at home. She thought she was going to come home and change clothes. She walked through the door and I let her ass
So somebody call in and say that she deserved to get beat
am
up.
Am I wrong for beating up a woman?
Is she wrong for putting hands on her for that? I don't know. It's definitely over. It's definitely over.
I beat her ass up. That's the last good fight I've been in.
So when it comes, you know, we talking about fighting stuff, man. When you, what's the rules, man? Like if it's a one-on-one fight, you know, hypothetically, dude bigger than you, you got to fight him, right? Or you ain't no man.
You got to fight him.
You got to fight him.
You hit him
you
with something.
You take your ass whooping or what?
You pick up something and hit him. It's out. It's a weapon anywhere.
Is it ever okay to run? I'm asking.
That's a great question.
When is it okay to run? If ain't nobody going to see it, let's say that you bumped into somebody at the club and y'all, you know, in an alley.
He Kimbo Slice.
You just stepped on his Jordans. You in the wrong. And he finna try to fight. It ain't nobody around.
Ain't nobody around?
You run?
I'm running. if ain't nobody around with him, I'm probably going to run. If I ain't got no weapon.
You might have to run to go pick up a weapon.
Yeah, one of the two.
So, all right. One-on-one. Let's just say, all right, so it's okay to run if ain't nobody seen.
If ain't nobody seen.
Let's say you about to get jumped. You run then?
If you by yourself?
Seen it, yeah, you by yourself?
You finna get jumped, you get to run.
You get to run if you get jumped.
Because you finna get, you can't whoop nine people and it's just you. You run.
Okay. Is your homeboy about to get jumped? Five on one. How many do it take? How many? 2-on-1 is a jump to me.
Yeah, that's a jump.
So, but if you talk a lot of shit, if you're a big dude yourself, do you let him see if you can fight him?
Nah, you help your partner. You help your
2-on-1.
Partner. 2-on-1, you help your partner regardless.
So when the odds not in your favor, 5-on-1. 6-on-1, because I didn't see it. 6-on-1,
six
when
on
do
one.
You jump in? Or when do you like, you know what, ain't no sense of both of us going to ask what? Or do you go down, you go ahead and swing on somebody?
Well, I thought about it long and hard. You go down fighting with him because that's going to be fucked up if I see you see your homeboy in the grass getting his shirt tore off his back. And you sitting right here witness.
Well, answer this question. Now, I'm going to throw you a curveball. Just because your homeboy, you know, some folks talk shit. Your homeboy talks shit sometimes.
And he in the wrong.
Do you ask questions?
Oh, man.
Hey. Hey, if you know he talks shit and he probably got it coming, do you still help him? Or be like, he probably earned that ass. I know how he is.
That's a tough-ass question.
So he done got your ass whooped
for nothing.
And you just walked up and seen some shit going down. I already know such and such. I already know GL been talking shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's five. They all in his face.
It depends on who it is, because you got some people that start shit. So that's.
So do you let him get his ass whooped, or do you help him?
You run. You didn't see him get whooped. You didn't see him fight.
You didn't see it. So you got out your car and seen it, but you didn't see it.
You just make sure nobody got no Timberland boots on. Because he's going to be hurt if a nigga got some Timberland boots on.
He said make sure anybody got no Timberland boots.
You know that look when that nigga come out. He come with Timberland boots.
All right. So GL laughing. He laughing his ass off because it's a true story. It's a true story.
No, it ain't, man.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all what happened, man. Me and my homeboy Chris, or whatever I said, because he might be listening. Chris, call in if you want listening, and I don't know if he listening live or whatever, but call in and tell your version if you listening, Chris. All right, so me, GL, and Chris was head to a club. I rode with Chris, and GL took his own ride, and he said he had to stop and go to the ATM.
I did have to.
That's
go.
What he said. He said he had to go to the ATM. So we said, all right, you know what I'm saying, we'll meet you there or whatever.
Yeah.
Kid you not, no more. I don't know how long. We were trailing each other. There's no way it took GL more than 3-4 minutes to go to the ATM. There wasn't no cars in front of him at the ATM or nothing. So I don't know how he was gone for as long as he was, quotation mark. So we went in the club, and Chris instantly, for the most part, gets into altercation with the security
yeah.
or whatever.
basically, it was a misunderstanding, and Chris wasn't even in the wrong. I vouched for him. He wasn't in the wrong. And he wanted people to talk shit, too.
Yeah.
So he borderline wanted people to talk shit. So, but this time I was watching, and he wasn't in the wrong. So, a little short security guard was kind of picking with him, and Chris walked off, goes to the bar. He says, "All right, Shock Man, you know, where you want to sit at? You know, I go sit down." And he said, I'm gonna go to the bar and get us something to drink. Cool. So he goes over there, and I'm sitting down, just chilling. And then, for no reason, the damn security guard walks. I'm sitting there close enough, and security guard walks up to Chris and is like, you know, I didn't really hear what was going on, but I could see the hand motions. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Just talking shit. And Chris is in there like, "Man, what the fuck's your problem?"
Yeah.
So out of nowhere, I kid you not, I'm not exaggerating, 8 security guards walked up on Chris. 8.
8 of them.
They all in his face, and I'm just like, shit. It's just me, by the way.
You should have walked to the bathroom.
No, I didn't walk to the bathroom. What I did, because you got to realize, all this is going down, and GL still ain't here. So, by the way, he still ain't here.
I'm at the ATM.
For 10 minutes now, here at the ATM. We had time to get into it, order a drink, and he gets swarmed by 8 people. He said, GL just told me to go to the bathroom. No, what I did is look to the door and see where your ass is at.
I on my life to this day, I can't say what I want to say, but I ain't see that.
So I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no rah-rah dude, but I ain't feel that way my homeboy get jumped. So I see that one of them swung on Chris.
Laid him out cold.
I don't know
if you laid the whole thing. I'm just fucking with you.
So I just jump up, and honestly, I didn't even swing. I just try to jump and start pulling people off of them.
Mm-hmm.
So next thing you know, I wake up. I got a concussion. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going outside, and GL's like, what happened? And I was like, man, I'll tell you about it later. So I had to wake up later, and I'm like, I don't know what happened. And GL swear he didn't see nothing.
I didn't see nothing, man. To this day, my cousin seen that. I was him. You seen Shaki get beat up, did you? I said, nah, I didn't. I wasn't there.
So if you were me, do you jump in and you know the odds ain't in your favor? Because we literally got jumped 8-8-2.
And they security big as fuck. That big black nigga big as hell. But I ain't see it.
GL played me. He played me. He act like he ain't see it, and I know he did.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you something. So somebody call in and tell us, what do you do if your homeboy getting jumped by 8 or more? What do you do? Anybody? Somebody call in me.
Was I stupid? Because I knew I was gonna take a loss. I knew it. Was I stupid for trying to get in it? I felt like, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I'm not a rah-rah dude, but I'm not gonna let my homeboy get jumped like that.
I would help you, man.
So I you know, I knew that it wasn't gonna end well for me.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to be able to say that I didn't help him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I if it was happening to me, yeah, you better get your ass. You better come on. You better do something.
It's just certain people I'm just going to look at.
And that's what you did.
Nah, man. If that's the case, I'd have got beat up too.
Nah, you said that. You said that. Look.
Nah, man. Nah, I didn't. So let me ask you something live on there. If you see your old lady getting beat up by, we're going to say, 3 females. Do you fight the girls to get them off your woman?
You said if my chick is getting
she can jump by three women.
My old lady had a mouth. No, I'm just kidding. Believe it or not, man.
What do you do?
Believe it or not, I'm just gonna fight them.
You gonna?
I'm just gonna fight them. Be real with you.
You gonna go to? Why not?
Yeah. Let's go to war.
Yeah.
Cause she gonna jump in on me. I tell you that.
Yeah, you.
If you got your rider, she'll fight with your ass.
Yeah, you right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's one-on-one, I just break it up. If they getting the best of them.
What now?
If I can't break it up, because, you know, I'm still, because that's another story.
Yeah.
Because we talked about a long time ago when some girls jump somebody and they act like they couldn't hold it back. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother story. But I know me personally, me being 6'3", I can hold 2 girls back unless they respucious. You know what I'm saying? As long as they respucious.
Well, me personally, it could be if my old lady fighting a bitch one-on-one and ain't nobody else around, I'm jumping on a bitch anyway. Because guess what? What I tell you all the time, that other girl going to say, they jumped me.
They going to say it anyway.
They going to say you jumped anyway, so let's go on the bumble.
Yeah, you got your ride. She going to help you.
Might as well. Why
so
not?
Anybody out there in the world, y'all call in.
Is it okay to hit a girl then if you're a dude?
Is it okay to hit a woman?
If she hit your ass or something, she'll hit your ass.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, hey, fellas, anybody out here, somebody call in, let me know. Is it
so, you know what I'm saying? So, all right. Yeah, go ahead and tell that, you know, since we got a little time or whatever, go ahead and tell, tell them the story about the convenience store.
One night, man, we was on our way to the fucking, what was going that night? I think somewhere cool.
I ain't no telling.
We was going to the, you got something big for me? We was going to Sammy T's that night, that racist ass club. But anyway, and we in the store, we in the convenience store getting some liquor. We are going to get some of our finest hoes, like we always do. But anyway, and the black man walked in the store, he was obviously pissed off about something. Already his head was down. When he just getting a beer or something like that, after he was going to get a beer, and this drunk-ass white girl came and walked straight into him and just, like, didn't say excuse me or nothing. So the black guy was looking at the white girl like, you ain't gonna say excuse me? She like, no. So he pushed her ass to the little Debbie rack. Boom! All the little Debbie fall on the floor. So they say, you know, he in the background, come on outside, bitch. Come on. Come on, bitch. Come outside. Then she asked, she look at me and Shaq and say, are you going to walk me outside? We said, fuck no. We not walking your ass in no car, this angry black man outside.
And I told that convenience store worker, give me my motherfucking chain so we can leave.
He's sitting there looking all crazy. He's scared. He never seen a black man mad before. The white woman in the store scared as fuck to go outside.
Was we supposed to go help outside?
Did we supposed to walk into a car or not?
Hell no.
No, I'm not walking you
over. I'm not fighting your battle.
No, I don't even know you. So.
And she should say sorry.
Yeah. That's what I gotta say. He's looking at me. You gonna say sorry? He's pissed.
All right, we're moving on to the next subject. Which one do we do next? Shacking up? Because we already touched on a little bit. Jill, what's the pros and cons of shacking up, man? What's the pros of living with somebody before you're married?
The
pros first.
Okay. The pros of living with somebody is you get to find out what how they live. What I mean by that, do they leave their fucking drawers behind the goddamn TV? Is they do they clip their toenails and leave them on the sink? You know what I'm saying? Like, do they not wipe their ass when they get done shit? You get to find out why the real reason them shit things in a drawer.
So when you say that, it's a make or break for the relationship.
It's a make or break.
See if you want to be married to them or what.
Yeah. You got to live with a person. You got to live with a person before you marry. I think so. They say not to, you know, the Bible say you shouldn't be living with nobody. Mm-hmm. But I say, you don't go buy no fucking car, you ain't never drove that bitch. You don't know how to ride.
Yeah, so you got pros of figuring out how they live on their everyday, day-to-day life, basically.
Yeah, you got to.
Pro, living, you know what I'm saying, living sex.
That's the only good thing.
For
a man.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, because you can feed yourself. I mean, if she can cook, that's a plus, too.
You got your Netflix and chill partner every day.
Yeah.
That's pro. If you got your real good one, she'll split the bills with you.
Yeah.
That's pro.
That's a pro, too. Saving money is the ultimate. That's the biggest problem.
So that's more than living in pussy.
That's more than living in pussy because you need some money.
So she can split the bills with you, possibly.
Possibly. Not even split them. Get 35% of it. That helped too.
Just 35%.
Because I done paid double rent before.
Hey, we didn't gave her enough. We didn't let her be great for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But double rent ain't cool.
That ain't cool. I've done it before. I'm managed to say.
So she can cook, possibly.
Yeah.
Clean, possibly. These are pros. Chicks, ladies, call in and tell us what's the pros of living with your man. All right, cons. Your bill's higher.
Bill's going to be high.
Your privacy gone.
You can't even take a shit without somebody pecking at the door.
It ain't a bachelor pad no more.
Mm-mm.
It ain't the turn up pregame spot for all the fellas when we go out.
Mm-mm.
Miss that.
Yeah.
I miss that gym. Yeah. That was one of the funnest things. Just get you. Sometimes you get so crunk, y'all have so much fun, y'all need to leave the house.
Yeah.
Just talking shit, playing cards, drinking.
Yeah. Or you get to the club, extra like, damn, we ain't get to the one car.
Yeah. Another kind, living with your girl. You're mad and you can't leave.
Yeah.
Y'all, the house just hot.
Yeah.
Hot with damn tension.
Yeah.
Going to bed and motherfucking back to you right off the bat.
Yep.
Then you touch on the back, try to see if you can, you try to rub a booty. And she say, leave me alone.
Yep.
And, whatever she gonna say to you.
And have you ever had one that took them couples between them ass cheeks real tight? Yep.
Nah, but I believe it.
Yeah. Put that, her whole thigh up on the couple. You can't get it. It's like goddamn trying to break goddamn Morse code getting in that ass.
Gio, what other cons you got, man?
Fucking not being able
what's the bad thing? What else bad thing you got about?
Bad thing about it, you can't fucking come in when you want to. You might want to come in the next day at 7 o'clock in the morning. Can't do that living with somebody.
You automatically gotta start thinking in twos.
You do.
You can't come home from work with some Popeyes for yourself.
Yeah. Oh, you only got $5 box?
It ain't like you're gonna have a home cooked meal waiting on you got home, but you gotta bring that food home.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on the maturity level you got. You might have one that got a home cooked meal for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's some out there.
It is. It's some.
But what? But you damn sure better bring them something if you got some.
Yeah. It ain't no you know what I'm saying? So hey, look. I'd have been in a fucked up relationship before to the point where you gotta go eat dinner by yourself and come home and act like just be like, I ain't home. Tell me you ain't never done it before.
Oh, I done done it because, you know, sometimes your money gets a little low. And you know what I'm saying? Because Chipotle for one is different, but your fellow is for two.
Yeah. I'm going to eat Chipotle. Let me see what you ate, huh? Hey, they had lunch and they worked.
No, damn well, you stopped and ate at Rosie. Mm-hmm. You stopped and ate at a Mexican restaurant and spent $15 instead of spending $20 for two.
Or 30. Yeah.
Depending.
Yeah. Or you can say, I can get this one combo for $6. Then if I got to feed her, the kid, and the dog.
Depending on how your money is. Because guys work, we cut corners, man. Like, we'll go, let's just say we'll go to Crystal's and get something and just get water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to get your lady something, she ain't going to understand that you bring back water.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to bring her back whatever it is she drinks.
The slush.
You know what I'm saying?
I just want a regular crisp.
Sometimes we do stuff like just go get a burger and some water. I mean, I know I do.
Me too.
But you can't bring your lady just a burger. You know what I'm saying?
With a fries.
Sometimes you skate by and just don't get cheese on your shit.
Yeah. I done that before at Christmas too.
You know what I'm saying?
I got pizza in Christmas one day, but you can't get cheese. Fuck it. You can give me a Christmas.
You can't bring that home.
No.
She don't want that.
It's crazy, ain't it, man?
Yeah, let's move on to the next one. You got anything else about that?
Shacking up good. Shacking up is
great. Yeah, that's right. Go ahead. Sum it up for us.
Just shacking up, if you're really trying to be, let me tell you something. Let me give y'all some advice. Don't shack up with no damn body that you don't plan on being with for real. Because that means, not unless you can get over on their ass. If you can shack up with a person that ain't got to pay nothing, shack up with them. Because you can come up. I'm telling you, that's the best advice I can give you. If you know you can shack up with a person that ain't got to pay shit, do it. But if you got to shack up with a motherfucker you really don't like and still got to pay half, you lose.
Females, even if we go on to the next subject, call in and tell us about that bum dude that sit on your couch. The bum dude that come and stay with you for free.
Yep.
Dog his ass out.
Yep.
Since we dogging, we talk about y'all.
Yep.
Tell him how sorry he was. And why you don't think you should shack up with a dude. Because we, from a guy standpoint, you know what I'm saying? A good one. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about the bums that come sleep on your, you know what I'm saying, that come stay with you. That's not that. It's different between living together with somebody and somebody just staying with you.
Yeah.
It's different.
It's a major key.
Because because we talking about borderline, you know, roommate, but you can fuck your roommate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not the dude that, you know, just stay with you.
Yeah.
All right. Last subject we got for today. Well, I don't know how we might even keep it going. We'll see. How do you know when the relationship over, when it's over with, between you and your lady or your significant other?
You, to me, you know the relationship over
When is it going downhill? When is it when you like know something wrong or whatever and y'all about done?
You know the relationship over when you don't give a damn what they do no more. When they call you and be like, hey, I seen such and such goddamn sitting on dude lap and it damn sure wasn't Santa Claus. And you like, I don't give a fuck. I'm sitting on, I got a bitch sitting on my lap. I don't care. You don't care. And you don't even fucking want to call or check up on them. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's when you know it's up. That's to me, when you don't care what that other person doing at all, it's over.
You don't get mad no more.
You don't get mad.
Text message be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you get dry or whatever, like, nah, I don't care. Nah.
Dry as hell on phone.
Yeah. They be like that. I haven't been like that before. Like, shit. I
agree. Yeah. When they get reckless.
Yeah.
When they get reckless and don't care about getting caught no more.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's over.
That's when they know.
They want shit out in the public, open. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. That's when it's over.
When she changed it, when you see another nigga on the Facebook, she don't care.
When she let them get out the inbox.
Yeah.
Cause they always in the inbox. But she at least had enough respect for you to not show it on the page.
Mm-hmm. And when they tagging people with such and such such, I had a great time with Rodney King. You know what I'm saying? Like or whoever, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's a Drake line, but it's true as hell. It's over when she start wearing less and going out more.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers wearing sweatpants around your ass 24 hours a day.
Yep.
But now she's going out with Keisha and them, and she done brought the sundress and the leggings.
And that new bra they got. You see that new bra they got?
Nah, I don't know about it.
Ooh, they got a suction cup bra.
Oh, yeah, the one that tie in the front or something, right?
That ain't nothing but a front.
They've been pumping the hell out of that on social media.
Hey, I'm getting my old lady one.
So, yeah. What do you say? So when it is over, how do you act? Like, well, when you know it's about to be over, do you act how they start acting, or you just instantly start trying to get them back, or what?
I do one to others that do unto you.
Man,
I would throw a stone. If you threw a stone, you could throw a big stone. I'm gonna try to throw a fucking boulder. That's just me personally.
You killing ants with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, yeah. She might have just done a little something that I know she was being.
People are real, you know, creatures of habit. They do the same shit over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do something different, you already know what's up.
Yep.
I knew it was confirmed. This one girl I was dating some years back, man. You know, like, shit, I'm brainwashed like everybody else to a certain extent. Yeah, we like our girls with long, long Brazilian hair.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We like that. So,
yep.
Chick I was with, she had long, nice hair, her own real hair. And we was, that was one thing I told her, you know what I'm saying? I think she was, you know, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of women see their homegirls with long hair and they got some short ass hair and they try to convince their homegirls to cut their hair off too.
Yeah.
I don't know their thoughts. Caller, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Hey. Hey, I
want to
talk about what y'all talking about right now.
We're talking about how you know, how's it all when you trying to quit your old lady? What do you do? Or how you know when she done with you?
Hey, I never had an old lady. I've been a virgin for 63 years.
Well, how about when you gotta leave your baby?
When you gotta leave your what?
Say so you've been a virgin for 63 years. So what? We're gonna get him an easy one.
Go ahead.
I gotta ask. So what you prefer? Sundresses or legs? What's better for you?
Well, son, I ain't been outside in about 15 years, and you know, back in the day, women ain't used to wear all those little crazy things. They used to wear overalls and what you call those little short shorts?
Daisy Duke.
Yeah, them days. Duke things.
Nigga said Daisy Duke.
My nieces and nephews always talking about them Dukes. but my grandson told me to call in and see what y'all were talking about.
We talking about bitches and hoes. That's all I know. And shacking up. Do you shack up with y'all, lady, or you don't shack up with nobody? You sleep
like
with your dog.
Well, I've been a virgin for 63 years.
You sleep with your dog in the bed with you.
Yeah, I beat my meat every night.
Tearing the dog ass up.
I be fucking the shit out of my dog.
You originated doggy style.
I'm gonna fuck you too.
All right, we gotta let you go, Gala.
Hey, let me shout out my family real quick. After my family, listen, let me shout out my family.
All right, go ahead.
I'd like to give a shout out to J. Paul and Creasing them. Out there on South Side of Alabama Street. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I
cool.
Love y'all. Peace out. I appreciate you having me, Mr. Natural Time.
All right.
That was random. So I ever heard a random call like that? That was random as hell.
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
That's somebody else.
That's somebody else.
All right, Kyle, what you got to share with us today? What's your name? Where you from? Kyle, what's your name? Where you from?
Give me one more sec. Oh!
This time,
man. Damn it.
Try to call back.
You get the ass. Try getting your ass out of here. I'm just fucking with you.
Nah, try to call. I mean, no, bitch, I forgot to say it. You know what I'm saying? Try to call back.
You know they retarded. Who was it? Call back. Whoever that was. We sorry. We couldn't hear you.
All right, y'all. We'll keep it going. We gonna run it for a little bit. We ain't done yet. We gonna keep it running. All right, yeah, man, I was saying the story. I knew she was over with because she had long hair, and I told her, you know, so as long as we, you know, together, man, just gonna keep your hair like that. And we start having problems or whatever. And she came home one time and she cut all her hair off.
She was bald head.
She cut all her hair off. I say, oh, I guess we done. I ain't even argue.
You ain't care no more.
I mean, she didn't care.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that was something I wanted her to do. And, I mean, if she wanted me to keep my hair, cut my hair, I would have kept it.
She was in the thin line between love and hate once.
I don't know. I ain't never seen that movie.
Well,
I've heard of it, but I ain't never watched it.
No, I'm talking about the wrong movie.
What are you talking about?
Wait until he tell when she went to the thing and started cutting all the goddamn hair.
I think so.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Angela Bassett.
Yeah. I
said the wrong movie. I'm sorry, Carl. I hung up on you. I didn't know you was,
We didn't know what you were doing. We didn't know if you asked.
It sounded like your ass dialed.
It was a woman.
Yeah, I think you said her name was Imani or something. Imani called back. All right, GL, so, let's see. You said you act accordingly when they act from when you know it's over with.
Yeah, I'm going to act the way you.
You ever had it to where you thought y'all was just into it? And just found out y'all was breaking up.
Yeah.
You thought y'all was into it.
Yeah, I've done that before. Like, I'm like, well, she just mad right now. Or we just having a downtime for a day or two. Next thing, you know, it's a fat dude at your apartment.
You ain't have a pot to piss in.
Like, what? You got a fat nigga over here? Bitch, I'm a kid.
How'd you come home that day, GL, when you had shit in your house?
I came home. I was shocked. I didn't have nothing. I didn't have a damn thing.
She didn't want any of hers.
She didn't want any of hers. She took my microwave. I told you that. She took the oven rack.
You lie. She didn't take the damn oven rack.
She took the oven rack. The both of us, I couldn't do nothing. It wasn't nothing in there. We just, you know how, at the bottom?
Yeah.
There was it. It ain't had no rack.
Yeah, it's funny, man. I told you, Jill was telling me, you know, he'll fool, he be cut up anyway. The dude's like, yeah, man, she took the napkin.
She did. She took everything.
She took the hot sauce packets out that drawer.
She did, and she was in the wrong. That's the fucked up part about it. That's why I can't ever get.
Jill said she literally took the pot. I didn't have a pot to piss in.
Yeah, she took everything. Pot, and she cheated.
So that's how you know it's over.
That's when I know it's over. It's over once I beat up.
Well, Jill, you got anything to share with him today?
Hey, all fellas out there. If the girl do something wrong, beat them up.
Has not beating them up worked for you?
No.
That's what Cat Williams said, I believe.
Yeah. If you beat them up, they listen. That's
we don't condone. We don't condone violence.
You don't. I do. Whoop their ass. Whoop
their ass. All right, Jill, man.
Sorry,
caller. I hope y'all enjoyed the show. Catch up with us next week. I believe that's it.
That's it, man. I mean, she didn't want to call back and say what she had to say.
Oh, good. My bad. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Oh, well.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. No turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Dylan.
You can hate me now,
QB,
but I won't stop now.
Real niggas,
cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart,
you can hate me now.
Come on,
but I